The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I have no doubt that ISIL will conduct the same kind of horrific atrocities if they have the opportunity to do so.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course, who are we talking about? ISIS again, and we have some unbelievable stories to tell you about them that you might not have heard of. How you doing, folks? I'll tell you what, another rough day when it comes to the war on terrorism. No doubt, all kinds of terrorism, too, by the way, because frankly, Ebola could be used as a weapon. Not that I think that's what's happening now, but it is pretty frightening to watch what's happening overall in the way that this crisis has been handled. You just heard General Dempsey talking about possibilities and horrific attack, almost was the word, in the UK. Four people were arrested. Apparently they had a plot to behead people there on the street. And we're getting close to executing that. We've heard this story before. It was so serious, in fact, something that you never really see happen in the UK, happen in the UK. In other words, when they went to execute the search warrant, they were armed. I mean, we've had that discussion on this show, frankly, about how is it that they're unarmed for the most part in England. This time they were armed. It was that serious. The names have not been released, but they're believed to be part of that whole crowd of the 500 or so. Maybe they were already in Syria and had come back. We don't know at this point because it's very tight-lipped coming out of England. But I think more details are starting to emerge by the hour. One thing that we do know for certain is that they had definite hell-bent measures on what they were intending to do to innocent people that randomly they were just going to apparently select off the street. So the good news is that with the intel, they were able to get to those people arrest them quickly before anything had happened. In the meantime, the FBI wants you, yes, you, put down that coffee. Put down the crossword puzzle for a second. The FBI, seriously, is asking Americans to help ID an ISIS murderer. It was a 55-minute video that was published. And in the video, there was a North American accent. And this ISIS member was trying to help execute Syrian soldiers in a recruitment video. You can see them digging graves behind him. And he's sort of seamless between his English and Arabic as he throws a lot of propaganda out there appealing to Westerners. He had a camouflage shirt on. He was wearing a shoulder holster. He was masked, but you could see his eyes. And clearly, if somebody knows who it is, they probably could identify him even with the garb on. And the man in the video describes the people being executed as soldiers of the regime of the Syrian president Assad. So the FBI's counterterrorism division decided, you know what? We're just going to throw this out there because we don't know what kind of piece of information we'll get that might help us identify who it is. Somebody might recognize them, be able to tell us what they see or what they think they see. You know they're going to get a bunch of kooks in between, but they may get something that might be useful. Anything that could help him. This could be one of the Americans who left the country to join the, you know, jihadist group. They don't know. We just had somebody who was stopped in Chicago who was planning to join a terrorism group, and they stopped him before he reached his destination, before he even got on the plane. And there's a real threat of our citizens traveling to these terror groups. And then perhaps trying to come back into the country. Remember, there was an Albanian man last year who was in New York who was sentenced to 15 years for trying to travel to Pakistan because his whole idea was jihad. He was bent on trying to do that. A New York man pled guilty to trying to travel to Yemen in 2012 to support al-Qaeda, and then we had the 19-year-old Chicago guy that I told you about who was arrested for trying to travel overseas to join ISIL. So now you got this mass terrorist, and could it turn out that that person is an American or a Canadian? He'd be the first North American jihadist to commit a war crime on camera. I mean, clearly out of his mind. But this would be a calculated step. Why would they put him on camera? To stir the pot with people who are disenfranchised, disengaged, and young in the United States. I mean, that's the idea. That's why it's the recruiting video. I mean, it's young people who are joining. It's not somebody who's older. So they'll hear the message, read in between with the lines of the message, and jump onto the perversion and the track that they're on in Syria. And I think there's a good chance if they see it, someone would recognize the person. You know, think about this. You can clearly see his eyes and the way he speaks. There's nothing disguising his voice. And this may even be intentional. Who knows? I mean, I don't think they care. I think the idea was release the horrific video, show everybody what's out there, and try to get some Americans, more Americans, to jump on board and maybe do whatever they might be told in a recruitment video of another type that could come out down the line with something completely different. And it's a lot of anti-American rhetoric and anti-West rhetoric and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see if somebody turns that into a piece of hard evidence that they can trace. And if they get a name, if the FBI has a name, that would be huge if they could do that. I mean, huge. Then they would be able to pursue that person. Be giant. And you know, we talk about what kind of equipment we're using in this fight in Syria against ISIS, because it's the whole coalition thing. But we have U.S. helicopter gunships that are now part of the deal. They're part of whatever's going to happen there. Those low-flying, you've seen them before, those Apaches. A lot of times you'll see the shots on the news. Those attack helicopters are now part of the campaign to take back the slices of territory seized by ISIS. And so somebody made an interesting comment today when I was driving around. I heard this. It's boots in the air, and I guess that's one way to look at it, boots in the air. But the bottom line is take out in this air support, take out whoever you can on the ground. I mean, that's the key thing, those fighters in Fallujah. And if you think about it, one of the towns in Iraq's Anbar province, west of Baghdad, and they've got a lot of battles going on. I've said this, you know, the closer they get to Baghdad, the more worried I would become because of the assets that we have in place in Baghdad as we're trying to handle what's going on in Syria. So using the helicopter gunships means that, I guess, you know, technically they're in combat. That's what they do. That's what they're doing. They might not be alone, but that's what they're equipped to do, and certainly that's what they'll do with the low flying, and they'll have a chance to shoot down at the targets. Otherwise, why would they have the Apaches even in there in the first place? But they're very effective in the Middle East. Very, very effective. All right, how effective are we in fighting Ebola, meaning the United States, and what's been the reaction elsewhere? We'll talk about it next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I like a steamboat right across the floor. I like to do it in serious California. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me.
You're always invited to throw in your 2 cents. Ebola, do you think there's too much hype? Do you think we got a handle on it, meaning we, the government, the United States? Are we getting how you treat this, the CDC, etc.? Or do you think there's a few cracks in this whole thing? 855-266-5283. In a minute, we're going to go to the mailbag. But quickly, the update on Tom Duncan is this. He's still in critical condition, but stable. So his vital signs, all of that, are fine, are still showing. And every day there's another thing about the security problems there and how things were mishandled. And the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, says the president needs a biosecurity advisor, doesn't have one, on Ebola. That wouldn't have been a bad idea. Pick your best doctor, because there is no surgeon general. Somebody who you trust, somebody who has your ear, and use them as the... Why not use them as the person who's the point person on, you know, presidential appointment on Ebola? They didn't go in that direction, though. The Texas patient is getting an experimental drug, by the way, as is the guy in Nebraska who's the NBC freelance cameraman. There is a cavalcade of people who are screaming, why don't we have a travel ban in the areas where they have Ebola? I would add my name to the list. It has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican, Independent. I think it's all the same in the wash. It's, do you think we should travel in and out of West Africa? Now, sending medical people, great, I get it, that's cool, makes sense. Just having people making connecting flights and flying through there, no. Because if in Africa, in Kenya and in Nairobi and other places, they're not accepting puddle jumpers from West Africa, that's a pretty much a telltale sign. Oh, no problem. They don't have Ebola. They can come through. They're not even taking the risk. Wait till this is handled. wait until it's handled. For goodness sake, we're putting enough hospitals, enough people on the ground to try to deal with Ebola, frankly, and bury it, that why not wait? However long it takes, why not wait? And then move on from there, and then reopen the flights. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So they're talking about clamping down on how you clean up. By the way, in Spain, other people have been quarantined since the nurse in Spain got Ebola, and the dog had to be, her dog had to be killed as well because of what's happening with Ebola. Okay, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Henry, who says, Kate, long time no talk. I decided I would shoot you a quick email. I get it on the whole Ebola thing. I think some of it is crazy nonsense that keeps being stirred. And then I see something else happen, and I think, well, maybe not so much. So I'm sort of in between on the flight thing. I've heard you talk about that. I agree. For goodness sake, why not just ice the flights temporarily, then fire them back up? Because it makes no sense to me. Why would you take that chance? Yeah, I agree with you, but there's that sensitivity thing. I think they're thinking, well, that's not panic, but people, we're beyond that. And the conversation is way off the charts when it comes to flying because, you know, now you have doctors saying, and you have our rear admiral, Kirby, saying, oh, yeah, the blood samples especially, that is risky. Handling those blood samples, man, they might not be near the people, but that is so risky, risky, risky. You must have said it 50 times. So, geez, it's okay if we let people get on the plane and we're not sure if they're going to develop it. That's what happened to Tom Duncan. Give me a break. Thanks for the email. This one from Joseph. And Joseph says, America Tonight, I love Nail the Score. I keep missing it. I fall asleep. I have a weird schedule. Sometimes I'm on the same schedule as you are. And sometimes I'm on the opposite schedule. So I'll download pieces of the show. But I miss Nail the Score. I wish there was some other way to do it. Yeah, that wouldn't be fair. Because then anybody else who didn't fall asleep that called in or sent me an email, especially if we get, you know, 5 to 6 emails, well, they're up then because they're hearing the game announced. I wish I could help you, but I can't do that to everybody else. It's like those open tests. It's not like an open test. Okay, open testing period. For 24 hours, here's the game, and here's where you send in your guesses. Because remember, once somebody has that guess, they own it. Nobody else can take the same guess. It would be a nightmare if people were allowed to email right up to game time or something because of the crazy guesses that we would get that would be the same and trying to figure that out, and it wouldn't work. Here's one from Mary, who had this to say. Kate, I can't believe it. I heard you mentioning the wackadoodle in the Poconos. It's funny. I think you said you went there as a kid. I used to go there once in a while when I was young, and I just remember those woods were very intimidating. I think you're right. They're pretty thick. But this guy had this planned, you can tell, because it seems as though they are so far off the path. He's almost taunting them. Wonder what sick and twisted thing he had going on for all those years that he could lay and wait and wait and wait. And I think the people that he went after were just random selection. They happened to be there at the facility, the station, whatever it was, when he opened fire. Well, I agree with that. I think it was just random. I don't think there's a connection to the police officer who was killed, the state trooper who was killed, or the other that was injured. And, yeah, this guy was like a survivalist. I'm going to take my hands. I'm going to take the law into my own hands and go after somebody, he decided. And he could have been plotting it for years. You're talking about maybe 2 years. So does he have tunnels? Does he have something else that they just can't find? Because this has been a long time now. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You get deeper into this, and they keep saying they're finding remnants of him, but they can't find him. I mean, is he that good that he's eluding them? I suppose if he got out of the woods, maybe they'd catch him. There's got to be somewhere, something that he has going on that they just can't figure out. Got this one from Jamie. He says, Kate, you did something on pizza and the amount of calories, and I have to tell you, it was a bummer. A bummer because I like pizza, and who knows how many calories I've inhaled after long nights at the BAR. And all kinds of crazy things on my pizza. I have to think you have a favorite one. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. We had Greg Stebbin on just the other night with the editor of one of the editors of Men's Health magazine, and he was talking about the calories in pizza. And oh yeah, are you kidding? I was a huge pizza fan. And you know, I grew up on the East Coast. Pepperoni, of course, pepperoni on your pizza. And then I found out how many calories were in just single pepperonis, and I thought, you got to be kidding me. This isn't even with the dough and the cheese and everything else. It was a crazy amount for, you know, like five pepperonis. So I decided, that's it. I'm not having any more pepperoni on anything. And as much as I liked it, you know, I just ditched it. So I get healthier pizzas, thin crust. I'm sure this is entertaining for everyone at home listening to this. Thin crust pizza with, like, onions and green peppers on it. It tastes good, but it doesn't have nearly the amount of calories because there's just no way. I mean, he was right about that. If you get a small one, you'll eat it. If you get a medium one, you'll eat it. If you get a giant one, you'll eat it. And I think he's absolutely right. If the bigger, doesn't matter, whatever size you get, you're going to eat it. So I don't try to go there. I just try to skip that altogether, even though I totally love it. I could probably eat it every other night. Andrew says, hello, Kate. I have been a big fan of America Tonight for quite some time. I'm in and out of listening because of where I work. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. It's all a question of what day it is. Movies, you really like that Gone Girl. I heard you talking about how much it made in the box office and the fact that it was a really decent thriller, and you would actually recommend going to the movies to see it, so I may check it out this weekend, and then I'll send you my own cheap movie review. I think it's Ben Affleck's okay, but he was pretty good in this one. He fit this role, and it was, I think I've said the actress's name, Rosamund Pike, is in it. She was really good in it. And the movie was decent. It's not a slasher movie. I mean, it's like a thriller movie. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. It's good. If you can't catch it at the movies, catch it, when it streams, and you won't be disappointed. It's, you know, it's interesting. It's really a whole cops and solving the riddle of how she sets them up and all these other things mixed into the movie. And that's probably why I like it, because I like those kinds of movies. It's a good plug for cheap movie reviews. If you go to a movie, send us a review on it. Just anything. It was brutal. Don't waste your money. The acting was fabulous. The time flew by, whatever. Don't spoil the ending, though. No spoilers. Send it to me, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Time for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. He is a branding, marketing, and strategy expert. I'll tell you what, obviously here on the show, in all of your backyards, there's been nothing but buzz over Ebola, and I understand why. I say here in our satellite facility that I am literally 10 miles from where Thomas Duncan is in the hospital and is now in critical but stable condition. There were so many balls, I think, that were dropped along the way. The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, says that the president needs biosecurity advisors on Ebola, and that's part of the problem. What do you think, Andrew? Do you think the president and the people around him have handled this well from a strategic point of view with something very serious that scares a lot of people and there are unknowns? Has this been handled well?
No, I don't. I think it could be handled better. And I think one of the things that and it applies to the administration, and I've seen this in other areas. I think we've talked about this, is can the public handle the truth? You know, it kind of reminds us of that movie, right? Can you handle the truth? And I think people are wanting the truth. And, you know, how serious is this? And I think the biggest mistake the administration has made, yes, mistakes were made, without a doubt. And it's not surprising. We're not used to something like this. We could be more prepared, without a doubt. I think the bigger mistake that's now being made is the lack of communication and the lack of trust with the government and the administration, because the administration has not been forthright on so many levels, on so many issues. And again, we're not seeing it. This was supposed to be the most transparent administration in history. He promised us that. We've seen time and time again that hasn't been the case. And even right now, we're facing the same issue. I don't believe what the CDC is saying. They're not getting clear direction from the White House. We're waffling. And I think what people want is transparency. Tell us how serious this is. What is the likelihood of transmission? What are we supposed to do to protect? We're not getting any of this. Interesting. One final point. There's a mathematician that has been calculating, so what is the probability of this being passed on? I think I got more from that analysis, the fact that the transmission rate runs about 2. So for every one potential Ebola outbreak, and this is a probability, it's not a definite, right? But the probability is there's a potential for 2 people to be infected. Compare that to influenza, which has a ratio of 10 to 1. In other words, if you have the flu, there's a probability you could infect 10 people. So in other words, Ebola virus is only 20% as infectious as influenza, but I bet you, if you ask the majority of people, they think it's much more infectious. We're not getting the message out to the people of how infectious this is and what needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. That is a poor strategy. Okay, so the next thing is that we see British Airways, for example, they're not sending flights into West Africa. Even in Africa, there are parts of Africa that are not accepting flights from West Africa. Liberia, obviously, one of the big places. So that's why they're doing that, because that's where the Ebola has spread and where some people have survived and so many others have died from it. But yet, here in the United States, we're not doing that. We're allowing the airspace, so to speak, to be open. Do you think this is a mistake?
Yeah, again, I mean, this is poor preparation, it's poor planning, poor strategy. And this doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this out. I mean, we're so often leading from behind. We're not even leading from behind here. We're not even following here. The other countries have already set good precedents. At the very least, we should be doing at least what they're doing, and certainly not worse. So again, this just shows how out of touch we are, and that we're not paying attention to what the rest of the world is doing. In this case, we can learn some things.
Yeah.
I think it's arrogance. It's probably arrogance to some degree and naivety.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. Here's a big one for you. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, is really pushing this. He is vowing to pursue to the ends of the earth an amendment to let states define marriage, because now we see what's happening. The Supreme Court's decision to bypass the ruling on constitutionality flips over what has happened in many states and now will change the game for them. This is really kind of states versus Fed versus our view of marriage versus gay marriage and the thing that has been talked about for so very, very long. Do you think Cruz is going to find that he's going to have some allies in this to pursue this bill?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting strategy because, we're seeing more and more, and this is not the first time we've seen this, with policies that liberals are pursuing that they know are going to be unpopular with the majority of people in this country. Politicians are elected, and they're supposed to serve the people. There's a lot of liberal ideologues now that are in positions of power, and they don't believe that that's the case. They believe that the people are ignorant, and therefore they have to take control because they know what's a very paternalistic kind of strategy or thinking, where the government knows best and the people don't, so therefore we have to legislate what the people should be thinking. And I think this is a backlash. So we've seen the courts, enforcing things like this that are supporting that. They're essentially legislating from the bench instead of supporting the laws that the lawmakers are passing. So I think this is a very interesting strategy. You know, I'm not sure if it's going to work, but he's making a very strong statement. And if a precedent is set there, you know, where states can essentially take back power, I think it could be an interesting strategy we may see other states pursuing. And again, it shows leadership here. So there's a bigger strategy at work here, I think, because he's showing leadership that could help him. Because obviously, I think he's also vying to be a presidential candidate. So he's showing leadership, creative strategy in the face of opposition that does not reflect the will of the people, which is very un-American. I mean, I'm trying to say what he's doing is much more American, but the idea of not reflecting the will of the people is almost un-American, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, either way, there's no way you can avoid stepping around this or, you know, I think circumventing it as if you're running, especially if you're running for president in 2016. As Ralph Reed said from the Faith and Freedom Coalition, he said for candidates, hey, running in this midterm and those that will go for it in 2016 for president, you can't really move around this. You know, you're either in, you're either opposed, you're either pushing in a different direction, and we see same-sex marriage is beginning in the South, and I like the headline this morning when I woke up reading my Washington Post, is the fight over gay marriage over? And Ted Cruz is trying to say not so fast, and this is an even bigger thing, as we were just talking about, and you mentioned, states versus the feds and ultimately the Supreme Court. So it'll be, from even a legal point of view, to watch where this goes. I think it'll be fascinating to see where it all ends up. Absolutely.
I think you're right, Kate. And it's almost taking on where so often we've had past election where everything was that one, you know, one of the defining issues was around abortion rights. Well, I think this is sort of the new battleground. And I agree with you. I think it's actually playing at two different levels. The battleground of not just, traditional marriage versus, what is the definition of marriage and what do people believe that to be? And secondly, the whole issue of who's really in control? Who has the power? Is it going to be the state? Are we going to be truly a republic? Or are we going to have a centralized government that essentially subjugates the state? So I think this leads to interesting election issues when it comes to the presidential run-up next in 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Hey, one last one really quickly because we only have a minute, but former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, his book drops on Tuesday. He says that President Obama knew that the September 11th, 2012 attack on the diplomatic facility in Benghazi was carried out by terrorists. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, this is not surprising. I believe the truth will, you know, the truth always will come out at some point. Sometimes it takes a little while. You know, we've seen this irrespective of what party you belong to. If you're going to lie, if you're not going to tell the truth, eventually the truth will get out. Whether you're, you know, Nixon trying to do a cover up of Watergate, Clinton with his sex scandals, Obama with his various scandals. You know, the truth will eventually come out. I don't think this is a surprise to many people. But eventually I think people get fed up with the lies. They don't want to be associated with that. And I believe Leon Panetta is a man of integrity. And, it can only take so much when you have, unfortunately, the president of the United States, you know, not telling the truth on something that pretty much everybody is like, how can you, I mean, the choice is that he's completely incompetent, or we have completely incompetent intelligence, and nobody's willing to take either of those two options. They really only left the third option.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it boils down to, for sure. All right, peel back the onion. Andrew Szabo, thanks so much. As always, we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Kate. Take care. Thanks to our listeners.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Time for another edition of Weekend Pounce. Yep, sadly, we start on an ugly note. Cops in New York are aware of child molestation allegations by a former relative against, you'll be shocked by this if you haven't heard it, Stephen Collins. You recognize him? Seventh Heaven? But due to statute of limitations, he can't face charges. The woman was a relative of Collins' first wife, went to the cops in November of 2012, told them she was assaulted by Collins when she was 14 while inside of his Greenwich Village apartment. There are, of course, specific laws with child sexual abuse cases in New York. It allows for an extension of the statute of limitations, but even then, it would have wore out. He can't be prosecuted. An investigation continues to see if there are other women with similar allegations. And apparently, TMZ, you know, somewhere they're involved, the celebrity gossip website, they released an audio recording that purports, to have actually been recorded during a November therapy session. How'd they get that? In 2012 with Collins and his estranged second wife, Faye Grant. But Grant said she had nothing to do with the release of the recording. She said she woke up to learn that this recording that she actually handed over to the cops in 2012 because they asked for it in connection with a criminal investigation was disseminated to the press. So that means somebody maybe at the cop shop gave it to him. Who knows? But following that revelations, Collins is involved in a contentious divorce with Grant, was fired from his job on the movie Ted 2. He also resigned from his spot on the national board of the Screen Actors Guild as a result of that. And divorce documents were filed in L.A. And the part of that is this: he had been engaging in a long-term pattern of sexually molesting children. Wow. He admitted to her that he had molested three underage girls more than a decade before that. You never know until you know. They were married almost 27 years. And Stephen Collins is a recognizable face, a handsome guy that you saw, the actor of Seventh Heaven, and was in a whole bunch of other television series and movies and whatnot. Wow. Moving from that story to this sad story, this F1 driver has severe brain injury. The story here was the family of Jules Bianchi, the Formula One racing driver who was critically injured Sunday. There was the Japanese Grand Prix. They revealed that he's got this brain injury, and it's the devastating type of brain injury which causes widespread tearing of nerve fibers, apparently, across your whole brain. He's just 25 years old. He's in critical but stable condition at this point, and they say he is in intensive care in Japan, and the doctors at the hospital are doing the best that they can, but this is one of the things where they just have to monitor it and treat it, and, you know, the prognosis is not very good, let's put it that way, for this young driver after that accident, not looking good. The FBI is looking for a few good eyes, people that might be able to recognize or perhaps hear, so I should say hearing too as well. The person in a video that rambles on for 55 minutes sounds like they have an American accent. I actually looked at the video. To me, it doesn't seem Canadian, although they're not ruling that out. And you can clearly see his eyes. The video is called Flames of War, and the jihadist switches from Arabic to perfect English with an accent, with a North American accent. And he looks like in the video that he's orchestrating a mass execution of Syrian soldiers. So on the FBI website, they posted some of the video, and they're asking if anyone has any information about his identity. They're hoping that somebody, anybody, will recognize this person by his movements or by the way he speaks. The CIA is saying that about 15,000 foreign fighters, including 2,000 Westerners, had gone to the civil war in Syria. How many joined up with ISIS? They don't know at this point, but it seems like there were a lot more Americans than they initially thought involved in what's happening with Islamic jihad. And this is a big one. If they can identify him, it would be huge, because then they would have the tie, especially to the United States. And that would be big, because they're trying to track down anyone who's an American that they can, so they can learn more about what happened, how they got there, and kind of tie up some of the loose ends, I suppose, from there. This is another sad story. Unfortunately, this version of We Can Count has taken a wild twist into the depressing, but these are stories that are worth talking about that happened during the day. You don't hear this very often. It's been terrible at Yosemite. And the pilot of an air tanker that was trying to help that wildfire died after his tanker crashed on Tuesday. This happens a lot more than you would think. He was there for that Dog Rock fire. They lost control, or he lost contact with, they lost contact with the pilot. And they haven't released his name because the family didn't want his name released yet. And the plane had only one pilot on board, went down near an entrance, actually, to the park. You know, they get pretty close to the trees. They drop water on the fire and whatnot. That's what the tankers do. And unfortunately, this is one of those things where who knows if it gets too close or did something happen to it. But they don't know what started it. And they still don't even know what started the fire. But this is a really brutal, brutal fire. And they've had any time they get a chance to douse it with anything, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And, of course, the temperatures are so drought-like, so hot, that it's been awful in general in that part of the country. But particularly there, they're feeling it in Yosemite and some of the other parks out in that direction. The one thing that I think is crazy, and we've talked about this before in the show, is lightning strikes and people just being in the wrong place at the wrong time with lightning strikes. There was a lightning strike, and this story is now pretty wildly reported, but that killed 11 people in northern Colombia. And this happened on Monday after an electrical storm broke out. They were all outside. It was an early morning ritual that they were doing, and then the lightning came. So the helicopters came to airlift 13 injured people to hospitals for treatment, and it happened at 3 in the morning. And it was in a remote part of the, you know, Sierra Nevada mountains. And they say the villagers were just gathered normally like they do in this ceremonial hut. They discussed what's going on in the community and problems and that kind of thing. And then there was a loud crash of thunder. And before you know it, they found that 13 people, they found that people were injured, but they found that 11 people were killed all at one time, which seems so abnormal. But if it hits in the same place and you're next to each other or near each other, well, that's exactly what it is. And it's interesting, too, because then there was this report of lightning strikes in a Colorado park that killed 2 people in 2 days. And so a lot of times when you're just way out in the wide open, and this was the Rocky Mountain National Park, if you've ever been there, you know what that's a like, beautiful area. But they say the strikes hit the people on the trails, and so they were in pretty high elevations, which makes sense, over 10,000 feet and one 11,000 feet. And the one happened on the Saturday afternoon. It hit 4 people near the curve of the trail, so they were able to get some people out. And they were injured, but one man died. And then on Friday, lightning hit 8 people that were about 500 feet from the trailhead, and one guy died on the scene there. So a lot of hiking in higher elevations makes sense if they just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's it for We Can Count in this hour of America Tonight.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.